somewhere in the middle of Montana. And give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city turned me loose and set me free.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Released by the Acronym record label here in Toronto. That's Mikhail Laxton from Australia. He lives in Ottawa now. And the song was called Dying to Let You Go from his album, Mikhail Laxton, released last year. Coming up right now is a song that I absolutely adore. I've loved it for a really long time. First heard it at the Rose and Crown when my friend Doug Cordes covered it with the Crown Jewels. It's called It Never Rains in Southern California. Now, that's a myth. It does, depending on where you are, but it doesn't rain very often. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song by Albert Hammond. Little tidbit about Albert Hammond. His son, Albert Hammond Jr., is the guitar player for the Strokes. Here you have It Never Rains in Southern California on the Jukebox.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
thought I did put on my feet, food for my plate, feet no do me joy. My balance up. Even as things could they go my, even in days I don't get nothing at all. My balance up. Now me with the drugs, now me with the drugs. My balance up. Now me with the run around. Me they do be job. My balance up.
Nigeria, that is Burna Boy with the song Common Person. Incredible stuff from Burna Boy, and we'd like to play him on the show. I'm Julian Taylor, I'm your host here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got something from Finlay Quay, and this is pretty interesting because I don't know if you remember it from back in the day, but in 1997, you couldn't escape this song. Coming up on the show is Sunday Shining by Finlay Quay from Scotland. And I'd also like to play Russell Lauder. They are from PEI, Prince Edward Island, here in Canada, and released an album a couple years ago that was for the Polaris Prize. Brand music from Russell Lauder from last year is a song called Need, and I really hope that you enjoy it. It's from a great album called Fairweather. The one that was listed for the Polaris was called Humor. Russell Lauder is a very underrated talent and want to hear more from them. And moving right along, we have music from South Africa to Nigeria to Ghana. It's a song that I think you're going to really enjoy from Tito M and Yuppie. And this is from an album that came out this particular year. And it's Tshwala Bam right here on The Jukebox. I'm
said in life, it's the mola who touch. Follow me, size when I won't touch. Maybe let follow me, I go better get things done. Till I said in life, it's the mola who touch. Follow me, size when I won't touch. Maybe let my chita gun lot. Ay, 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 ay,
I love you.
Music for the Human Race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I want you to know, y'all, here I
Big Ox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levette, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Arden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
This is Bird Note. Imagine soaring and swooping on a long flight from South America in the spring. Sounds pretty nice. But when you arrive in North America to nest, the dirty work begins. To build a mud nest under the eaves of a barn, you and your mate have to find a mud puddle or creek. Start scooping up mud with your beak. You build the floor first. Press a row of mud pellets against the wall 4 to 5 inches beneath an overhang, making a slight crescent shape. Far enough out, build the sides up. To finish, give the roof a rounded taper, like the top of a jug. The opening, just wide enough to wiggle in downward. Finally, line the inside with dry grass for the eggs. After days of work, and one, your nest is complete, and it's just one part of a large colony. Nesting on vertical human structures like bridges, culverts, and buildings, the species expand its range. Even in new habitats, cliff swallow construction skills get the job done. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.